First of all, you can fight this all you want, but it's all corruption. So the judges involved, it's a racketeering operation, racketeering enterprise. The judges involved with the attorneys and guardians. So when you're going into court thinking that you're fighting for your mother, you're wasting your time and money because you're not going to stop them from stealing the estate. That's number one. Okay, it's all organized crime. Is we call it isolate, medicate, steal the estate. Okay? So what they're doing is basically feeding these people drugs, our parents, these drugs, so they can't fight back. So they can't even dial a phone. They can't talk. At the end, after all the money is stolen, they'll put them on like 2,000 milligrams to take their life. They did a report on September 30th, 2010. And it clearly stated that this is a $500 billion to $1 trillion a year crime.
With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Silver is at historical lows, and that's the best time to buy. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he'll guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Dr. Robert Sarhan coming to the program, and this is an absolute explosive story that's going on in the United States. It's been going on for at least four decades, for 40 years. But there's been two congressional reports, one done in 1987 and another one done in 2010 that verifies this situation. And there's also, we have a video of Senator Blumenthal admitting to this and talking about it, which we'll be playing during this interview. And it is about the asset stripping of our elderly. And actually, it's about mass murder and our asset stripping to the point where these congressional reports, the latest one in 2010, estimated that there's between $500 billion and $1 trillion a year for the last 40 years are being stolen from our elderly folks. They're stealing, they're asset stripping our elderly's assets, their estates. Their kids aren't getting it. They're putting it into them into guardianship, using their money, sending it out of the country, we think. We don't know, but there's a lot of evidence to show that they're probably sending it out of the country. And then they're putting these elderly, once they're out of money and they got it covered, they put them down. They kill them. And there are lots of people around the country who are fighting this. There's evidence, Robert Sarhan, Dr. Sarhan, will discuss all the different congressmen, or not all, many of the different congressmen that he's talked to, including Clinton's, Obama. He's been trying to get to Trump. He knows, Rubio knows about it. He knows Blumenthal because he played it. Many senators know about this, and everyone's turning their back on it. They act like they care, and then they do nothing. It's a major racket that's going on. And if you just count the last 30 years from 1990 to today, we're talking anyone at minimum $15 trillion. This is if we're talking the low end, $500 billion. $15 trillion have been stolen from estates and possibly funneled out of this country. On the high end, we're talking anywhere from, what, $30 to $40 trillion that has been stolen from estates. I mean, this is a massive asset stripping. It's another piece of the puzzle of them trying to take down and destroy this country. If children cannot get the estates from their parents and it's being taken from them, then the wealth doesn't stay in our communities. It doesn't stay in our country. Where is it going? The congressmen know. There's been two studies. I'm going to have the links to these studies below. I'm also going to have a copy of a lawsuit so you can get an idea of what happened in a specific case and how, what they're doing to try to combat this. It's a one of the biggest issues that we have going on, it really points to a concerted effort to destroy this country. And we got to figure out and get to the bottom of this, of who's actually behind it. I think the rabbit hole of this one will bring you to the characters who are now trying to take this country down. And they've been working on it for a while. It's obscene. Before we get into this interview, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be speaking at Freedom Fest, and it starts on July 13th, and that's a Monday, and it goes through that week. I will have a link below to it. I'll be talking about PSYOPs, and I'll be talking about the Shadow Net and the Hammer system, and there's multiple systems where they've used them in other countries, and they're now using it on us. PSYOPs are very, very common in this country, and I will be explaining. That's my talk. When I first brought it out, it was pre-COVID, and I mentioned that I wanted to talk about this. Now it's in our face. It's everywhere. We're undergoing a PSYOP on a daily basis. So it's more timely than ever. And so if you use my link and my coupon, you will save $50 off registration. Be sure, if you're going to go there, be sure to sign up for my talk, because you have to sign up and there's limited spaces. And if a lot of people sign up, I think they'll move me to a bigger venue, because I'm in like one of the medium or small. 120 people is all that can see me. And I think with social distancing, I don't know, maybe it's just a third of that, 40 people. So if you want to see me, please confirm your spot. And I also want to tell you, if you're going to be going on vacation, the C60 lotion that I have on sale, the Lila C60, that I have a link to it below, that is an amazing sunburn lotion. So if you get burnt, you can use it to heal your skin. And I know when I'm burnt, it hurts like heck. I'm a whitey. I get burnt. And so it is something that'll really help, better than aloe or whatever sunburn cream you have. It's amazing. So not only does it do the anti-aging and things, it's a sunburn relief product. So I just learned about that, and I think that's amazing. So I have links below. Let's get into this really important interview, this explosive interview with Dr. Robert Sarhan. Hi, Robert. Thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you for having me.
You have a pretty big, explosive topic that we need to discuss and, frankly, expose it here today. You've been trying to for many years, and I'm hoping that many more people will hear it today. And it's about asset stripping of estates from wealthy people, or from elderly people, shall I say, who have a little bit of money, from our justice system. And you're going to explain what that means. And in the process of them stripping these assets, a lot of it is going overseas. So we're going to need to talk about that as well. It's almost like an asset stripping away from the United States of America to something overseas while they're abusing our elderly. Can you give a overview of how you got involved in this and what it was that you saw that just really triggered you and got you to dig into this massive fraud and stealing scheme and abuse on our elderly?
Well, I got involved about my mother called me and said that my brother was taking a lot of money and she wanted me to care for her. But that's not the only way people get involved. I don't want this to be a sibling problem, because it's more of a legal problem.
Well, but how you got introduced to it, and then we can talk about it from a broad standpoint.
Mom, yeah. I was riding my horse, and my mom called me and says, "I want you to come over and take care of me. Your brother's taking my money." I said, "Okay." I went and put my horse up. I went and my mom showed me all the money all the checks that my brother took. And so I moved in and took care of my mom. 6 months later, a lady knocked at our door, our front door, and said, "I'm your mother's emergency temporary guardian." And we didn't really understand what that meant. And have I known that, I had no idea what we were going to go into. And they said, "Well, if you want to take care of your mother, you have to hire an attorney." I said, "I don't need to hire an attorney. I want to My mom wants me to take care of her. I'm taking care of my mom. She's happy. I'm happy. I'm a devoted son. She was a devoted mother. And but she said, if you want to care for your mother, you have to hire an attorney and become her guardian. I said, but my mom is, my mom wasn't incompetent. My mom was fully competent. And so, but what I'm about to tell you is going to blow your mind, because you're not going to believe it. But these are nothing more or less than kangaroo courts. It's all fraud from the very beginning. It's all fraud. The guardian brought her own attorney in to represent my mother and got her other attorney to represent her. So at the same time, the attorney was supposed to be fighting for my mom. He was actually representing the guardian in many other cases. They lied about it, committing fraud on the court. But when we appealed, I had hired an attorney. When we appealed, the appellate court did nothing but ruled against us. So it's not only the state court that is part of the problem. It's the whole legal system. It's the fraternity among lawyers that become judges. They become state attorneys. They become U.S. attorneys. They become congressmen. They become senators. They become U.S. United States attorneys. And this is that fraternity is so strong that, as you've seen, I think, in my video, that even senators will honor their fraternity among lawyers instead of honoring the United States Constitution.
Well, let's talk about what it is that happened, because what happened, and you're seeing a pattern of this abuse, which is what I'm trying to say, because you can always run into fraudulent people and you can always run into bad guys, right? There's bad guys everywhere. But this is a pattern of abuse that you're seeing, where they're purposely looking for elderly folks who have some money so they can strip their assets, and then after they strip their assets, they actually they're killing them. Talk about how they put people down. I mean, they're actually giving them overdose, right? Because you're a medical doctor too, so you knew. Go ahead.
Right. So what they do is, first of all, you can fight this all you want, but it's all corruption. So the judges involved, it's a racketeering operation, racketeering enterprise. The judges involved with the attorneys and guardians. So when you're going into court thinking that you're fighting for your mother, you're wasting your time and money, because you're not going to stop them from stealing the estate. That's number one. Okay? It's all organized crime. This is no different than John Gotti and the mafia, And actually, I have more respect for John Gotti than I did these judges, because they swore to uphold the law. But they're not doing that. But what they do is, we call it isolate, medicate, steal the estate. The first thing they do is, once they strip your parent of their civil rights, and I would say that 99% of them are fully competent. They're fully competent, okay? And they could definitely determine who they want to care for them, okay? But I had two medical reports, one from the court-appointed psychiatrist, that said my mother was fully competent to make decisions for herself. And I had another medical report from a board-certified neurologist that stated that my mom was fully competent. But it didn't matter, because this court doesn't go by the law, okay? So once they strip your mother of their civil rights, or father of the civil rights, then they put them on a low dose of medication such as Seroquel. Seroquel is probably the number one drug that they use, but it's a psychotropic drug, right? And I took one of those pills just to see what it was like. I think I slept for like 16 hours. 16 hours. It put me down for 16 hours. It was 200 milligrams of Seroquel. Okay? So what they're doing is basically feeding these people drugs, our parents, these drugs, so they can't fight back. So they can't even dial a phone. They can't talk. I mean, it's really a terrible situation. I'm sorry. It's a very terrible situation where nobody should be on these medications. They're made for schizophrenic patients. but they're putting elderly people on them all the time in nursing homes and things like that. But specifically in these guardianship cases, where they keep them on a dose of medication, 200 milligrams or twice a day, and then at the end, after all the money is stolen, they'll put them on like 2,000 milligrams to take their life. It causes electrical conductivity disturbances in the heart. It causes sudden cardiac death.
And they did this to your mother?
Yes.
I imagine that was, you could have been like, did you try to file murder charges?
No, I didn't. I knew that the state and the federal court are all involved. They're protecting each other. Where are you going to go? The police department, I did go to the police department. They said that, what do you want us to do? If the state attorney won't prosecute these people, what do you want us to do? So they wouldn't even arrest the judge. They wouldn't arrest the attorneys or the guardians, okay? And I went to the FBI 17 times and said, stop, you got to help me. They're going to kill my mother. And the FBI would do nothing.
This is how you got introduced to it. It was horrifying and traumatic. And then you realized that you weren't alone, that other people...
No.
Go ahead.
No, other people started calling me because I had put a website up, and people started calling me from all over, and that's how we met each other. And but I want you to know there's other people. Like, there was a person named John LoBianco who lived in Long Island, and he had a very close relationship with his father, and he called his father all the time, and his father didn't answer the phone, and then he ended up getting worried about his father, flew down to St. Petersburg, and his father was in a guardianship. He went to the court and said, Judge, I have all the advanced directives. He doesn't need to be in a guardianship. And it didn't matter. And John would spend the next 5 years fighting for his father, spending $150,000 of his own money, while they used his father's money to fight him. And they stole, like, I guess, $500,000 in 5 years.
Yeah, well, did they end up killing his father as well?
His father died of leukemia, and I believe he was still in the guardianship. He couldn't get his father out. That's the widespread corruption.
It depends. I mean, they go until he dies. Now, you, how many people have you ran into? I mean, you spent time estimating what the size of this fraud is yearly, just in the United States. What do you estimate this fraud to be?
Well, according to the Government Accountability Office, a Government Accountability Office in Washington, from September, from 1990 to 2010, they did a report on September 30th of 2010, and it clearly stated that this is a $500 billion to $1 trillion a year crime.
They know this crime is happening.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yes, our Congress knows. Our senators are well aware of it. They all know, and they turn a blind eye to it with their hand out. That's my belief. I believe that these congressmen and senators are getting a piece of the money because they're not stopping it. They know it's destroying. These are massive human rights violations leading to murder, and they know all about it. As you've seen in one of my videos, Senator Blumenthal admits that these judges are making a ton of money. And they have their own private kingdoms or fiefdoms, where fiefdoms means like they're the mafia godfather. And yet he's done nothing to stop these crimes.
Let's play that clip right here.
Very much, Madam Chairman, Chairwoman. This topic is immensely important. Many of us in this room will encounter this situation in Connecticut. Guardianship or conservatorship decisions are made by a local probate court judge who is elected and need not be a lawyer. I don't know how often that occurs elsewhere in the country, but these judges are essentially beyond any oversight. And very often, they have their own fiefdoms, literally, their own private kingdoms. They make a ton of money. So I gather from the applause that many of you are familiar with these situations. Maybe you have been, in a sense, involved in them. I hear from my constituents all the time. We're carrying on this conversation at a very high level of abstraction. But the impact on lives, real world situations, is enormous. And I say that as a lawyer in Connecticut who has never handled a guardianship or conservatorship case, but I think we need to figure out a way to assure greater accountability.
So when you saw that, you know, again, probably you've seen that many times, I mean, he said this in a session and nothing happened?
He did it. He said it in the aging committee, November 28th, 2018. He said that in the aging committee, a hearing, right? And, you know, he said, we're looking at this at the highest abstract level, and that we got to get with the Government Accountability Office and get them to do some figures and work and everything. But yet they already did this. They did this on September 30th, 2010. So what's happened is Senator Blumenthal, he's not being honest. He's, you know, he went to President Trump to get a bill passed to protect seniors. That bill does nothing to protect seniors. I don't care if there's cyber crimes or whatever that steal $500 from your mother or $5,000 from your mom. She still has her civil rights. She's still living in her home. And, you know, you can always maybe recoup that money possibly. But the most important thing is nobody's poisoning her with medication. She's happy in her home, and she's with her family. When you go into guardianships, they isolate them from the family. Many times they take them out of their own home. So Senator Blumenthal had President Trump sign a bill that does nothing to protect senior citizens. And when I went down to Tampa to try to meet with William Barr and Kellyanne Conway, they wouldn't talk to anybody. They gave a speech to 500 people in Sun City, Tampa, Florida. They gave a speech that said, oh, we're doing everything we can to protect you, but about cyber crimes, but you're not protecting us from the probate court judges, attorneys, and guardians that are stealing our entire estates and taking our lives. So I'm very vocal about this.
Yeah, I can tell. The justice system is very, very corrupt on many levels. We've been talking about it. Now, in this 2010 report, did it specify how many people this is occurring to, or just they gave a number, an estimate? Do they know how many people that equates to?
No, they don't have the specific numbers, okay? But they took 20 cases, and they gave the estimates on 20 cases, okay? They took 20 cases from different states, okay? And as recently, I was just contacted by another victim due to my video. And I'm just giving an example. Her father was a owner of a beer wholesale, and the company was worth $30 million. And the father died, left everything to the mother, and then the mother left everything to the daughter. The mother ended up falling in the driveway, hitting her head, and her longtime lawyer, her mother's longtime lawyer, says you should put your mother in a guardianship to protect her. She did what the lawyer said. The next day, she died, but her mother was in a guardianship. And they stole the $30 million business, $5.8 million that was in a CD. They said that we used that for administrative fees. And now they're refusing to give her the $1,500,000 life insurance policy to her and her sister. And the thing is, they're saying, they called her up when I was on the phone with her saying, I tell you what we'll do. We'll let you keep the house. the house that she's lived in for the last 50 years. She said, we'll let you keep the house, which is worth about $400,000. So you're talking about stealing like around $35 million from one person. One person.
Why do they legally think they can do that? I know they don't, they know they're committing a crime, but what legal protection are they just saying, because they're the guardian, the money goes to the guardian and not the people in her will?
No, the thing is, there's nothing legal about it. There is absolutely, the law doesn't say what they're doing is right. The law, they don't go by the law. They steal the money. And
it's just blatant stealing.
Yeah, there's nothing legal about what they're doing.
Well, it doesn't seem like there's anything legal, but I'm trying to see, is there any kind of BS angle they're taking? It seems like there is. Go ahead.
Okay, for example, okay, if you have a person that has money, like say a person worth $20 million, then they're going to bring more lawyers in to the case. And what they do is downspend their case. So for example, if you have, say, 10 lawyers, and these lawyers charge $400 an hour, okay, and you have 10 lawyers billing. And what are they doing? They're doing absolutely nothing. They're just moving paper, they're just creating bills.
You don't need anybody. Case, you need just somebody to say.
You don't need anybody.
No.
Exactly. You don't need anybody. But in one case, there was a person by name of Alan Bumbart who was in a guardianship. He was fully competent. He was only 47 years old. He owned his own hospital. And he had a lot of money. I seen it. And he opened up his own hospital to treat people that had addiction problems. And Horizons West offered him $70 million to buy his hospital. And he, next thing you know, he ends up in a guardianship, takes all his rights away. And this guy's fully, I mean, smarter than I am, And what do they do? One lawyer, I went to the court and looked at the bills for one lawyer. He charged $180,000 in 8 weeks. $180,000 in 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
8 weeks.
Yeah. Now, you...
That's pretty much impossible.
You were doing... I don't like to talk about how lawyers charge because it's just a crime. But you have been looking into where this money is going. And you're seeing a pattern of the money being sent overseas. So not only are they stealing and committing fraud, they're sending this money out of the country. What are you seeing happening there?
Okay, I can't prove a lot of things, but we know that these people are stealing billions of dollars a year. Billions, okay? And we know, I don't want to... I can't say exactly where it's going, but they can't show this kind of money in their bank accounts. The money that they're stealing, they can't show it because these bills are not legitimate bills. Okay? So they have to, we know one person that goes back and forth to Israel, okay, twice a year. Somebody told me she goes two or three times a year. Okay? We believe that they call them the mule that takes the money there. I don't know if this is true, but I can tell you that if you're stealing $500 billion to $1 trillion a year, okay, there's only so many cars these people can buy. There's only so many homes that they can buy with all this type of money. I mean, what they're doing is basically destroying our economy because these are massive human rights violations. These are millions of people are affected by this every year. They're affected by this. It's destroying their lives and their families' lives. Because if, say, this lady that so far she's still fighting, she lost the $30 million. She's got five children. Well, she would buy each one of them a brand new car. She would buy them a home, and she would stimulate that economy. She would go out to dinner more often. And she would go out to dinner. They'd take trips and stimulate the economy. But when you pull out $500 billion to $1 trillion a year, okay, And you're stripping all these people of their civil rights. Now you're taking all their money. You're taking their homes, their cars. Many of them steal the jewelry. Now you're talking about how are they supposed to go out to dinner if you stole all of our money? How are we supposed to buy a new car or a new boat for to have fun with the children? And this is affecting not only the senior citizens, but it's just affecting the families that fight to get their parents out of the guardianship and their children because you're using their money, their savings to fight for their mothers and fathers. So it's not only one mass, it's not only the senior citizens, it's the children and the grandchildren that are suffering.
Okay, so now if we're talking minimum case, we're talking, let's say minimum, it's anywhere from 500 billion to a trillion. Let's take the 500 billion number, and that one study starting from 1990 to 2010, that's 20 years, it keeps going on, right? It's still happening. So it's 30 years. In a period of 30 years, at half a billion a year, that is $15 trillion. Minimum,
Yes.
or up the upper
Yes.
is between 50 and 30 trillion dollars, and this is based on a congressional report.
Yes. Yes. And nobody's doing a thing. Our congressman, when you go to the congressman, one congressman told me, he said, "I'm not a plumber. I can't fix your plumbing. Leave." Just a congressman. And I said, "Please, I'm fighting for my mother's life." He says, "Leave." So we know that these congressmen are involved by looking the other way. If you know there's a crime going on and they don't do anything, now they're a part of the crime. And our senators, as you've seen in my as you've seen in Senator Blumenthal, okay, if you look at the whole aging committee hearing, he says that he's got numerous complaints coming into his office all the time, okay? Numerous complaints coming into his office about guardianships. Okay. He admits on national TV that these judges are making a ton of money. Well, we know that judges earn by they get a paycheck every 2 weeks by the state or the county. Okay. So they're not making a ton of money. They're stealing a ton of money. And they're destroying the people's lives as well.
Well, they're stealing between 15 trillion and 30 trillion within the last 3 decades, of which a lot of it went overseas, we
Yes.
think. So that's being funneled out of our economy. But on top of that, they're also committing mass murder. How many people have
Yes.
they murdered? Now, upon talking to people, how many are they purposely putting down after they've stripped their assets? I mean, I know you don't have specific numbers, but do you have any sense? I mean, or do most of the people that you run across have that same situation where their parent was put down or killed once their assets were stripped?
I yes. It is, we don't have numbers because there is no numbers put out there. They don't want to keep track of numbers, of course, because then it would be an indicator that they know what's going on. But once they steal the estate, your mother is no longer needed. They're not going to give you back your mother because then they'll say, well, I could have cared for her all the time. So why did you take my money, our money? For me, I was very blessed to have two good parents. They're the best parents you could ever have. So it was an honor when my mom called me to come and take care of her. That was my honor to serve my mother, to give back. They denied me that right. But remember, I had a letter from my mom wanting me, a handwritten letter. She wrote to Senator, she wrote to Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart to try to get Lincoln Diaz-Balart to help her. He would do nothing, but admitted that this is going on. So all these congressmen and senators know this is happening, but they don't do nothing. Over the last 30 years, you're right. Where is all this money going? Where is all this money going? It can't be staying here in this country. It can't because that we're, They can't report it to the IRS.
So what are you doing now? Is there a group forming to try to change this? Has anything started to crystallize and become more formalized? Or what can people do who need this help or who have also witnessed this activity? Is there any kind of formalized group?
Well, I'm trying. There are other people that, you know, they believe one thing. They believe maybe better legislation. But in my eyes, that is a joke. You know, we have to abolish guardianship laws because they're unconstitutional. You can't strip the rights away from senior citizens because they grow older.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I'm thinking of my parents. You also can't steal their estates. I mean, and you can't kill them. Well, I mean, there's multiple problems here. Even if you change the guardianship, they're breaking the law straightforward with the stealing the estate and the murder. I mean, so it's not just a law thing. It's a not, they're turning, they're being told to back off. The authorities are, and they're just simply doing evil deeds.
I will repeat myself. It's the fraternity among lawyers that become United States attorneys, like William Barr. He is, you know, and then through the Obama administration, I actually met Hillary Clinton in 2008, begged her to help me.
Oh, she's evil.
And she said, I know that. But
what did she say?
When you're fighting for your mom,
no, I know
you'll
that.
Go to anybody to try to get help.
What did she say?
You know, I met Michelle.
No, but what did the good Hillary say?
Well, Hillary said, I know all about this crime. We got to do something to stop it. And of course, I'll help you save your mother. And then she gave me her phone number, said, I'll meet with you next week. And I was so happy. And the next thing you know, I called up her office the next day to make an appointment. And the lady said, do not come to New York. She's not going to help you. And if you come to New York to meet with her, we're going to put you in jail.
Oh, my gosh. And what happened with Obama's?
I met Michelle Obama in 2012. And I spoke to her, and she seemed to really care. And she listened. I gave her documents. Please, I said, I need to meet with your husband. I need to meet with your husband. He has to abolish guardianship laws. They are unconstitutional, and these judges and lawyers and guardians are killing our parents and stealing our entire estates. She seemed to pay attention to what I was saying, and 6 days later, she said, I promise I'll get back with you. 6 days later, I get a generic email and a generic letter in the mail saying nothing about what we talked about. It's just a generic letter about pharmaceuticals and things like that. It was a joke. We're talking about the first lady that we're telling you that my mother was murdered in a guardianship by judges, attorneys, and guardians. But remember, she's an attorney. And I go back to the same thing. It's the fraternity among lawyers, and it's destroying this country. I'm not saying all lawyers are bad. I am not saying that. But the group of attorneys that are doing this, and people like William Barr. William Barr knows all about this crime, but he does nothing because of that fraternity.
Now, who initiated the
you
study?
The United States Senator. He said he admitted this, and he's done nothing.
Well, who initiated the study? Because they knew it was happening to the point where they were going to do a study. And that is significant.
Right.
So there are people who cared enough and had enough clout to get a study done. Once
right.
you have a study done, it really can make you look super bad. So who got that going?
Well, in 1987, it was Congressman Claude Pepper. Congressman Claude Pepper did the study. And he said, and the title was Guardianships of the Elderly and Infirm, a National Disgrace. This was in December 1987.
So it's been happening for 40 something. I mean, we're talking
40 years.
Trillions and trillions and
yes.
trillions. I mean, this is just incredible.
Yes.
Okay, so
and nobody does anything to stop.
Where are you at now? Are you Are you just beside yourself? Kind of like we are when it comes to human trafficking children? I mean, we're just watching all this go down and millions of children are being murdered and abused and nobody cares. I mean, does that how it feels? I mean, because this is enough. The stealing of the wealth is enough to pay off our debt. I mean, this is asset stripping of our country to the point where it's real wealth. It's not even, they're really stealing this. And it not the murder is one thing, which is incredibly awful and dehumanizing to do this to somebody at the end of their lives. And, you know, I'm upset that they're sending sick COVID patients in the nursing homes because I think that shows that they could care less about the elderly. This is another situation, but this is just over the top. But this also destroys our country when you're talking this much money. Now, are you guys just being, I mean, everyone's being ignored. They all know it. You've had enough people tell you they know it. There's multiple congressional reports saying they know it. And nobody does anything.
Well, what we're doing is we're trying to meet President Trump. We believe, it's my belief, not everybody. It's my belief that President Trump has been misled, lied to by others about how bad the situation is. It's my belief that as president, he has to, listen to the people that are informing him of what is going on, and they're not informing him. I'm not saying that he knows or he doesn't know, but this is the most important thing facing our country right now, is how many people are dying.
Well, this and other things.
They're killing thousands every year.
I don't mean to laugh. It's absolutely not funny. Yeah, it seems like
seniors,
is it
year,
thousands of
thousands are dying every year needlessly. They're being drugged up. Their estates are being stolen every year. I mean, it is beyond thought that our president wouldn't do anything. But Barack Obama didn't do anything for 8 years, and now we got President Trump. And we believe that if President Trump would meet with us and we explain to him the situation, we believe he would stop it immediately with an executive order. That's my goal, is to meet with President Trump.
Well, they'd have to clean up the judicial system because the stealing and the killing is not in our law in the first place. So I suppose the guardianship allows it to happen, sort of. I mean, it's kind of like trafficking children. There's nothing in our books or laws that say it's okay to steal children and abuse them. So it's just that they're being told to back off and to let these crimes go. And they got to get to the rot and the evil infestation that's in there. But I suppose that is a first step. They got to nail these people. This is more people that need to be indicted and put on trial and shut down. It's destroying our country. Can do you have a contact information that people can get hold of you and learn more about what you're doing?
Yes, I have an email and I have my website. My YouTube video. And my YouTube video is very important because the first video explains what's going on in these guardianship cases. And the second video I put on with Senator Blumenthal, because I wanted the American people to see that Senator Blumenthal knows what's going on, but does nothing. And this has been the norm for 40 years, that all these senators, Senator Marco Rubio knows what's going on, Senator Rick Scott knows what's going on, they all know what's going on, but they don't do anything to stop it.
Do you have copies of those congressional reports? Because I want to make those available to my listeners.
Oh, I have those. I have them.
Okay, those are very important.
I can email them. Yes, I have.
Perfect. Them. Do that if you can do that, and then can we share your email publicly on this show?
Sure.
Okay, and then do you have a website or is it just your YouTube?
I just have YouTube right now. I haven't gone on my website in a long time because I've been very busy fighting. We're filing lawsuits in Washington. We're doing it as a joint effort. We have about, we're trying to get as many people now involved because
how many are there?
Oh, well, I don't know how many is going to join in our lawsuit because people are scared of retaliation. They're scared.
How many have been formally and informally talking to you?
Oh, I've talked to thousands of people across the years. You know, I mean, over the last, you know, 5 or 10 years, I talked to thousands of them across the country. But there's people in California that I'm talking to who his name is Robert Gettinger. I talked to him. He's in California. He has his own website. And these are all people, all just normal people like you and me that are trying to make a change and to stop these crimes. But when we go to the FBI, they don't do anything. We write letters to William Barr. He does not respond. We have a problem. We have a major problem in this country because we have no communication with our president. And when we go to these top officials, they look the other way. They don't do their job and protect the American people.
So what is your email so that people can reach you?
It's drrob2007@yahoo.com. Dr. Rob, drrob2007@yahoo.com.
And you're a medical doctor, right? So you know that these people are being taken out. I mean, you firsthand understand this.
Well, I knew that the medication Seroquel, if you look at the black box warning states that not to be given to elderly people with dementia can cause sudden cardiac death.
Oh, geez.
So it states right on the black box warning.
So they're doing it, the chances of these elderly having dementia is a lot higher, and they're just not supposed to. Okay, so I thank you so much for joining me today. It's horrific what I've just learned. And it needs to be stopped immediately. And we need to make sure that the average person understand what's going on. They need to protect their parents. And this is just not okay. Our young, our most vulnerable in this country are being abused, the young and the old. It's enough. And it's also asset stripping our country. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
I just want to
go ahead.
I want to say one more thing. I think that it's important for the people to remember that we have to take care of our own parents, that we have to think smart now until we can stop this crime, that if you have a woman that is a widower, you know, that she's a target. And if she has money, you know, maybe a $300,000-$400,000 home and $300,000 a bank, the life insurance policy that her husband left her, you know, she's a target. And you have to be proactive by taking, I mean, it's unfortunate, but until we can fix this problem and stop these judges, attorneys, and guardians from preying on our parents, okay, we have to sort of, the only way I could see to protect these people is make them look poor on paper. So like they should have the house in their daughter's name, or their daughter is on the bank accounts, things like that. Because unfortunately, right now, we're going to be filing a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. Against President Trump and William Barr. And we're going to have maybe 50 people on the lawsuit. And we're going to do whatever we can to try to stop it. There could be no legislation. We're going to abolish guardianship laws. No immunity for judges, okay? And we're going to go after them. We have to stop it. And also, you're right, we have to protect our children at the same time.
Well, it's both sides of the spectrum that are being abused. Well, geez, okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. I'll have your email here, and please send me those reports because I'm going to have those available for our listeners as well. So have an amazing week and a great 4th of July. And if there's anything that you need from me, let me know. And I am sure you're going to have a lot of people contacting you.
I hope so. My hope is that we could put my videos on the link below or something where they could look at the videos. I think that the videos they're really put together pretty well. A lot of knowledge goes into them. And then really the second video where Senator Blumenthal admits this is happening is really a big deal. It's you know, it's so serious because you have a United States senator admitting this is going on, but does nothing but allow it to go on. And then he refers and he says, we got to go back to the a government accountability office, but they already did the study. What do you want to do? Another study? That's
exactly.
Not going to protect your mother or your father. Yeah. So we have a lot of problems we need to fix. And we need unfortunately, the only person that could fix these problems or that might be willing to fix these problems is President Trump, because he's a non-lawyer. He doesn't have anything to gain. He's wealthy. And, you know, this is very sad that we have to go to our president to get help.
Yeah, it should be part of the
system.
So
we write him all the time. Write him all the time. We want to make contact with him. And the only contact that we can make with him is filing lawsuits. We don't want to sue him. We want to help him. We want to work with him. But no matter how many times we write him, we never get any return letters. We need a meeting with our president. And that's why I'm on your show. Hopefully we can get a meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you. You have a wonder, and thank you for all the efforts and everything you're doing to try to expose this.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's a pleasure. Thank you.